Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1071, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I continued to call for about 5 minutes. I told Central that there had been a girl killed in the factory and I wanted to get Mr. Frank. I called Mr. Haas and Mr. Montag, too. I got a response from both. I think a lady answered the telephone. I got them in a few minutes. I tried to get Mr. Frank again about 4 o'clock. Central said she rang and she couldn't get him. There was some blood on the girl's underclothes. Cross-examination. There was a wound on the left-hand side of the girl's head. The blood was dried up. It was wet right next to the skin. Lee said over the telephone that it was a white girl. It took us about 3 minutes to get to the factory from the police station. Just as I got to the automobile could get us there. We got there inside of 5 minutes after I received his telephone message. Lee had a smoky lantern. You couldn't see very far with it. It was smoked up right smart. Lee said he had been to the closet and had his lantern sitting down there, and he looked over and saw the lady. He said he saw her while he was standing up. I said he couldn't see her. You could see the bulk of anything that far, but you couldn't tell that far whether it was a person. He told me when I first got him that he had his lantern sitting down right in front of him. The body was lying sort of face downward, and on the left side of the body, I saw a number of tracks which lead from the body to the shaving room. There is an opening from the place where the body lay into the shaving room. I found a pencil down there. There are plenty of pencils and trash in the basement. The trash was all up next to the boiler. H.L. Perry, sworn in behalf of the state. I reported the statement of Lee M. Frank before the coroner's jury. I have been a stenographer for 30 years and considered an expert. Cross-examination. Newt Lee was asked the following questions and gave the following and swears at the coroner's jury. Question. Had you ever seen him change that before? Answer. Well, he put the tape in once before. Question. When was that? Answer. I don't know, sir. When it was one night. Question. How long did it take him the first time you ever saw him put the tape on? Answer. I never paid any attention to him. Question. Well, about how long did it take him? 5 minutes? Answer. No, sir, it didn't take him that long. Question. Did it take him a minute? Answer. I couldn't tell exactly how long. Question. How long did it take the other night, on Saturday night? Answer. Well, it took him a pretty good little bit, because he spoke about it. He said it's pretty hard, you know, to get on. I don't know whether he swore anything else on that particular subject without examining the record.